Hey, this is Taylor.
This is Jake.
And this is Dan.
And this is Unicorn Finders, where we are on the search to illuminate the elusive unicorn factor in everyday people, businesses, and relationships. Hope you enjoy.
All righty. What's going on? Hey, Dan, how about you do the intro, man? You do the intro. I always do the intro. Let's change it up today. You want to do the intro? You're a podcast host, so you can do it.
I am. Thank you, everybody, for joining as everybody starts to bleed into this meeting here. We're super excited to welcome Ben Wally from Combo Curve. He's the chief of staff over there. But before we get into that and learning all about you, Ben, Taylor, how is the weather in Nashville?
So, Ben, that's something that we've done starting during COVID. I've always asked Dan what the weather is. You know, the weather right now is 76 degrees. It's partly cloudy, partly sunny or partly cloudy. That really confuses the absolute living heck out of me.
Yeah, it depends on the percentage of clouds.
Glass half empty kind of person, yeah.
Yeah, I would say
I think there is a scientific answer, though.
Yeah, I think it's part. If anybody is a meteorologist that tunes in today, please let us know the difference between partly sunny and partly cloudy. But I believe it's partly sunny, and I'm excited to be with you guys today.
Ben, welcome to the show. Welcome to the Thunderdome. We're super excited to have you. Chief of Staff of Combo Curve. Combo Curve sounds opaque enough where we can dive into a whole series of different things with you. But tell us a little bit about what you guys do, what problem you guys are trying to solve, and just a little bit about you.
Yeah, thanks so much. Thrilled to be here. Combo Curve is a super powerful cloud-based collaborative and forecasting and analysis and economic planning platform for the energy space. So, you know, what we do is give folks the tools, give reservoir engineers, real estate buyers, folks in that energy space, the tools, the access, and the collaborative platform to make energy decisions together.
Oh, that was very well rehearsed. Have you practiced that?
It was.
Did I? Yeah. Maybe two polishes to try again.
Yeah, that was a good first time doing that.
Before Unicorn Finders. I got to get this. I got to crush it.
I love that. So Ben, sounds really good. What does all of that mean? So you guys serve a variety of different parts of the energy sector. Let's start from what you need first, and that's land to drill. So let's talk about real estate. How do you all help companies identify areas for bids and plots of land to do drilling?
Yeah,
contracts.
Sure. So
that's what I'm looking for.
You know, if you're familiar with the real estate industry, a big part of the real estate buying process is going through that competitor analysis, right? You look at the comps. What's in your neighborhood? What are other areas of land, other houses like mine selling for? Combo Curve gives you a platform to do that same thing for the energy industry. So if you were trying to decide, you know, should I buy over here? Should I buy over there? Where should I focus, you know, my financial investments? You'd want to have a tool that could help you figure out about what is this land going to be worth to me. So you would take a look at all of the, you know, all of the land around that, what's it producing in terms of, you know, oil, gas, any of these fossil fuels or energy providers. You take a look around, you figure out what are they producing. This land looks kind of like that one, so I'm going to estimate it's about worth this, and that's going to help me build my bid or decide what I'm willing to invest in that property. Mm-hmm.
So sounds very helpful, needful, certainly. Were companies not doing this beforehand? Was it not streamlined well enough? Was data in too many different, like, disparate systems? Were we just kind of running on gut? How are you guys trying to disrupt that space and enter into that?
Yeah. So the legacy softwares that we're up against, let me back up a little bit. Part of the power of Combo Curve is that you can do that forecasting and analysis, and then you take all of that information and you plug it right into our economic platform. So, you know, you've got, this is what I think it's going to do. And then you can plug it in and say, if I make these changes, if I pull this lever, if I pull X, if I do Y, I can optimize what I'm going to get in various ways. So you've got the forecasting piece, and then you've got this scenario building modeling platform that allows you to kind of optimize those investments as you're at the same time as you're making them. So that's one of our competitive advantages is if you're an energy company, your competitors don't have a tool like Combo Curve. They're they're using Excel to build those modeling. They're using some legacy softwares that are out there that are sort of on-prem desktop softwares, and they're running different copies of that across every machine for every different engineer that works at that company, who are all running, you know, different elements of this forecasting and analysis in these tools that can take weeks to months to build a single analysis. And then you've got to export all of those different machines, pull that information back together in something like Excel, and then, you know, try to make decisions based on that. What Combo Curve allows you to do, everybody's working in a single set of data on this collaborative platform, moving that data back and forth between, the different modules where everybody has visibility into the process. And so, this competitive advantage that we give is that, you know, the time not only to do that analysis speeds up from weeks and months to minutes, hours, and days. But then the collaborative decision-making process essentially goes away because everybody can see the same data. They can make decisions in real time based on what's right in front of them.
That's a fascinating space to be in. I'm curious, when you consider modeling, obviously there's all of your different financial models from the cost of the land and the piece of real estate that you have to how long it's going to take to build your rigs and be able to ultimately drill into the ground. Most companies, when they buy real estate, are they usually looking to buy and hold, or are they usually looking to buy, hold, and hope that that land value increases, or are they looking to usually buy and drill as soon as they physically can?
You know, I'm going to be honest, Dan, that's my background. When I joined Combo Curve was kind of making a shift from having a super deep bench of folks with oil and gas experience to try to kind of diversify that bench with some folks with experience outside the industry. And I come from, the startup world, but not the oil and gas world. And I can't answer your question, to be honest.
Sure. No, I appreciate the honesty.
Let me ask you this, and this may have already been talked about, and I may have zoned out, so I do apologize. But
jeez Louise, Taylor.
Well, I'm just being honest here. Basically, who is the buyer of this software, right? Because you're talking about forecasting. It sounds like a small business owner could buy this podcast, this software. It sounds like a huge oil conglomerate could buy this software. Like, who's kind of your clientele?
Yeah, we've got a really diverse client set, everybody from sort of the smallest single operator consultants who are helping moms and pops who have, maybe it's this legacy well that's been passed down in their family for generations, all the way up to, the majors and the super majors.
Yeah.
So it's really one of the benefits of the tool is how simple it is to use. The legacy softwares that we're up against, it's the kind of thing that
I was literally about to ask you what's the pitch, what's the sell between y'all's versus the y'all's
that's company? It that's the sell is these these legacy softwares that we're up against is the kind of thing that you have to be a reservoir engineer to know. You have to you learn in college, and then you've been using the same software for 20 years. Super detailed, not well supported, not well documented. You or I could never pick up the Aries software and figure out what my well is worth. On the other hand, say you decide, hey, I want to get into this energy investing. I'm going to, pick up a few parcels and see what I can do with them. You could learn Combo Curve. Our CEO, Armand always says you could become a reservoir engineer by the end of the day. Nice. While that might
Even
be
well,
that
might
be
search, so
a tiny bit of a stretch, it really is true that we support it. Our customer success team answers every ticket within 5 minutes, and they're all reservoir engineers who will hop on a call with you, understand your workflow, try to figure out what you're trying to get out of the software at that moment, and troubleshoot with you live.
Ben, nothing says archaic and old man white beard F-150 like the oil and gas industry does, right?
Yeah, they just got to clip that for content.
No, I mean, I'm being
no, serious, I mean, you're not right? Wrong. Like, I'm just saying.
You have huge major players that are so large mm-hmm. that almost any potential competitor to them just gets bought up and immediately just put into whatever – you know, gear system that they have, right? Cog and wheel system. You guys, over the last few years, you've raised a bunch of money. You guys have, you know, 3-figure client base number. You have a large number of employees all in the last couple of years. What is it like to disrupt such an archaic industry? And what kind of pushback do you guys get from that? Do you guys ever feel like pressure from like the big archaic companies that are trying to, you know, keep everything?
Yeah.
Them together.
No, you know, it's an industry that's really ripe for innovation and hungry for things like this. You know, what we've sort of found, let me step back a little bit, Dan, and say, you know, I've worked for some other, you know, big name startups. You know, I've worked for Postmates.
Right.
I've worked for Uber, you know, both of which have elements of their disruptors in the way that, you know, Uber's sure. completely disrupted mobility. But as far as driving an economic impact and sort of potential long-term impact on global macro economies, like being a part of Combo Curve is thrilling. You know, not everybody gets a chance to sort of drive economic and mm-hmm. be at the focus of driving, you know, potential macroeconomic change and changing the way the world operates. And Combo Curve could really help do that in the way that we help drive, sort of democratize this decision making. So I don't know if that's what you were really asking, but I'm thrilled about that. So
yeah, no, obviously your background is awesome, you know, Postmates, Uber, et cetera. I guess my question is more for you guys. You know, you mentioned before, I know Aries was one. Pre-show, mm-hmm. you had mentioned another company that's kind of in this space, sort of, mm-hmm. kind of convoluted, you know, archaic, old, but it's already, you know, ingrained in a lot of, you know, of the companies that you're trying to sell to. What do you guys find? Maybe you don't, right? Maybe it's just such a great tool that it's easy. But do you guys find a lot of change management pushback or a lot of, you know, these systems have been in place for so long that...
I think about that.
You know what I mean? Does that question make
more
sense?
Yeah, no, it's a good question. So you're totally right that when you're thinking about these, you know, super major global operators or these, mm-hmm. you know, gigantic financial institutions that are... you know, own a ton of these assets or lending, financing a bunch of these, you know, these purchasing decisions that folks are making. Those institutions, I think I was telling you, saying this earlier, like those institutions don't turn on a dime. It's like, you know, steering a massive ship and the arc of change is pretty slow when it comes to those. And, you know, what we, I guess our strategy in the face of that is really to focus on the value prop, you know, to come in and say, take us through your workflow. This is, you know, it's a no-brainer when you say, take us through your workflow, explain to us what you're doing. Okay, the data comes from here and it goes to these folks and then, you know, they all do their work and it takes about this long and then you've got to try to compile it back together. And, you know, once we sit down with them, we take those workflows, we do that analysis with them and we show them the power of doing that analysis inside Combo Curve. You know, it seems like SaaS, you know, jargon to just say, you know, the product starts to sell itself, but it really does when you're addressing such a pivotal pain and unlocking such powerful collaboration. If we can get in the door, you know, if we can get in the door, the value is there.
Right.
Well, yeah. And I want to give you all props. I was looking at your website just now. I mean, you guys are SOC 1 type 2 and SOC 2 type 2. Certified, which
compliant. Yep.
Yeah, I know. Yep. It's not a easy task.
No, we've got a because we are in this sector where we're, you know, helping drive decision making in the mm-hmm. billions of dollars range. It's, you know, it's critical to us to have button-up processes. Our security protocols would shock some with their rigor, but it's all led with this intense desire to be a company with integrity that our customers can really trust.
I love that.
That's awesome. Yeah. So Ben, what's next for you guys? You guys got a bunch of money, obviously grow, continue to expand. What's next for you all? You guys offer, you know, a variety of different things. I know we've only talked about a few of them, a variety of different services, but what's next for you guys? Is it just continuing to really hone in on these tools and enhance them? Is it to try to enter new spaces? Because to me, as much as, you know, the oil and gas industry makes sense, it does seem to me like there might be opportunities in farming, agriculture, right? Mm-hmm. It seems to me like there might be some other areas too, where we can talk about yield, or we can talk about land value and be sure. able to grow that way. So are those areas that you guys are looking to get into as well? Or
yeah, it's a good question. So, you know, right now we're our deep bench of experiences in oil and gas, we're primarily focused mm-hmm. on that energy industry. There's 80% of the, you know, the world's energy comes from fossil fuels right now. So we're, you know, we're focused on that because that's where our experience lies. You'll see us very quickly, I think, you know, potentially expand into something like the renewable space, where we can help drive those energy decisions as well. But at its core, Combo Curve is a, you know, is a tool that could be used by anyone who has sort of a portfolio of assets and wants to understand the implication of pulling different levers on the, you know, financial impact of those assets. So you could use it to model things like, you know, like real estate would be a super easy application. Should I buy this kind of condo or that kind of condo, or, you know, this set of apartments, et cetera. You could use it for, farming, agriculture. That's a good one. Anything that you know, if you've got a collection of assets and you want to figure out what they're worth and how to drive a higher impact, Combo Curve could be used for something like that.
Yeah, and if you want to talk to Armand or Jeremy, just let them know it's my idea. You know, throw me a couple, you know, percentage points of equity, and you know, I can even serve on the board of directors. You know, I don't even need equity. Just fly me.
I'll let Armand know. He'll be excited.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the next Malibu meeting that you guys have, or you know, Whistler, you know, where we can just powwow. Just a few ideas. An idea.
You got it. I'd be remiss though if I didn't throw out just a minute to talk about our carbon product, because it is our newest product.
Yeah, I was actually about to ask, like, as we wrap up here, is there anything that you kind of want to highlight?
Yeah, let me talk just a minute about our carbon product. So it's the power of our carbon product is that it lays, you know, everyone right now is focused on emissions. Everybody, and that's a key part of making sort of responsible, not only environmental, but responsible economic decisions with these assets as well. We got to figure out, you know, what's the impact of what I'm doing on these greenhouse gas emissions. That's driven by investors, that's driven by the government, and that's driven by, you know, the stakeholders of these clients, the employees, the customers who are buying this energy. We want to, you know, help our customers answer those questions. And so what our carbon product does is it lays on top of our economic platform so that you can, it pulls in all of the sort of publicly available emissions data out there that's by the, you know, presented by the EPA, and it allows you to model the impact, not just in a financial sense, but on, you know, environmental impact sense as well. So, you know, say I want to change all of my rigs from being diesel powered to electric powered. You know, what's the impact on my emissions? What's the impact on my, you know, financial portfolio? And if I do that plus, you know, say reducing my flaring by a certain percent, you know, how does that increase or affect my net present value? So that you can drive emissions decisions and economic decisions at the same time, because at the end of the day, you know, we want to be investing responsibly, but there's still investments, and it's a lot easier to stomach those changes if you can those, you know, regulatory environmental requirements, if you can do that in such a way that it doesn't affect sort of your bottom line.
Ben,
so we get the tools for that.
Ben, would it be accurate, and I could be way wrong here, and I usually am, you can ask my wife. Shut up, Dan. Are you guys like trying, could it be accurate that you guys are trying to be like the one-stop shop for anything like energy,
yeah,
oil?
I think that is at the end of the day, our vision is to become is to be the operating platform for energy. So if you're making operations, production, economic decisions, you know, the goal is in a year or two, you're doing that. Everybody's doing that on Combo Curve.
Yeah, because I would imagine just because of how archaic this industry is and there's not a lot of new things coming out.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure a lot of these systems, let's be honest, man, are just breaking. And they're like, you know, we got to go find somebody who can, you know, who can do Fortran because it's built on Fortran or Delphi or all these old tech, right?
Yeah.
And so you're probably wanting to get in front of these CIO, CTOs of these companies and be like, hey, listen, like we need to like, we need a one-stop shop. And right. I feel like that's what you guys basically, you guys trying to be synonymous with energy and that type of thing, I think is awesome. I think it's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, think about it in terms of economic impact, you know, overhead, the costs of collaboration, but also then think about it in terms of a, you know, it's like security impact. Everything you've got is locked down in one system, one software that's gated. You know exactly who's doing what, you know exactly where the information lives. It's not, you know, changing hands against a million different documents and tools. Everything's right here at your fingertips, no matter where you are, but it's locked down and secure in Combo Curve.
That's awesome. Sweet.
Did really cool, man. No, I don't think so. Fascinating product. Really cool. I'm going to follow and learn more about you guys and just kind of keep up. But what a cool product. What a cool way to disrupt a business or industry that I know could probably use some disruption.
We're thrilled. Yeah. Thanks for giving me the chance to talk about it. This was fun.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
All right, guys. Well, thanks again for listening. Ben, we're going to kick you off and Dan and I are just going to chit chat a little bit more. So you're more than welcome to, you know, watch us from afar and
fact check us and see
what you say about me. Yeah. I'm curious.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
All right.
Thanks,
y'all.
Ben. Appreciate you.
Thanks
buddy.
So much. Appreciate you. Both.
Thanks, brother.
Bye. Listen, this industry is,
I know what you're going to say. Yeah,
but it's pretty cool. I think it probably feels like this industry needs something like that.
Yes. Doing a bit of research, chatting with Ben, and then knowing what I know, we were talking to Ben. I've got a client of mine that's in the oil and gas space. They're in more of the peripheral flow and leak detection space. I know that it's an industry that is archaic for a lot of their own choosing. There's, in my opinion, it's a gatekeeper mentality.
I think it's
challenging to disrupt industries that are so large.
Can you imagine the conversations they're probably having with these oil and gas individuals who've been at it for a good gazillion years? Like, our system's fine. Like, I can't even imagine like the sales cycle to convince to implement.
Right. And, you know, when we were talking to Ben just a second ago, kind of about change management, right? Like, you've been doing a lot of things the same way for so long, right? But there's a ripe opportunity to address some of those issues now, especially as the workforce gets a little bit older, new individuals rise into leadership roles where there are tools that can be multi-pronged and do more than one thing, right? We don't need to use one software to do one thing six different times to do six different things if we can put it all in one, right? Security makes a lot of sense.
Yep.
Data collection, data integrity, data analysis, being in one area, to me, that's a huge opportunity that they're providing into that space. But more importantly, like, the generations that are following in terms of leadership and in terms of people that are going to be doing these kind of, you know, roles want simplistic tools that look pretty, that provide analysis in lightning speed, right? Everything that we do as a society right now is in lightning speed. Like, when you open your cell phone and you try to open a website, if it doesn't load right away, you've probably lost interest and you're going to move on, right? The same thing goes, in my opinion, when you're looking at software, when you're looking at analysis and data, that yes, data integrity is important, but speed is important. And if you can get a day faster, a week faster, a month faster than some of your competitors, and be able to make that purchase or make that decision or choose to walk away before you've invested too much money in that decision, that's where, in my opinion, there's a huge opportunity.
Yep. I totally agree. I totally agree.
Shout out to Michelle. Her and I are on the same page.
Yeah, absolutely. It's hard to get people to change from status quo for sure. The new, well, I can't even imagine. I'd be curious to talk like with like some combo curve engineers and what they've seen from like a data cleanup perspective on the back end when they're trying to integrate.
I'm sure it's crappy, right? Like, I'm sure a lot of data is crappy, right? And like, listen, when you're dealing with an old archaic industry, right? Not saying there hasn't been improvement in it, right? But in archaic industry, whenever you introduce something that could potentially make the business run better, but potentially change somebody's job, there's always going to be huge pushback.
So true.
Right?
So true.
So I think what they're doing is fascinating. They obviously have a huge opportunity and runway ahead. Like, you don't just get thrown that kind of money in that industry. No. Unless they truly think that you can disrupt it, right? I
mean, 50 million investment is substantial.
Yeah, I mean, that's a solid amount of money. That's, you know, a decent celebration dinner, you know, probably in Malibu or something.
100%. 100%. You
know, maybe went to Napa Valley.
I
love it, though. No, it's going to be fascinating to watch, because if they're there with this kind of money in 6 years, you know, five years, where they can do this money over the next 5 years is awesome. Or it's going to be awesome to watch. Hopefully they just don't get gobbled up by a big one and they just throw in as another tool on the back end. You know what I mean?
Yep, absolutely. And then, Michelle, it's hard to pull apart spaghetti code, which they likely have. Oh, yeah. I mean, I think if you're on the tech side of combo curve, I'm sure it's a lot of fun and very frustrating at the same time. So, cool. Well, Dan, thanks for hanging out, buddy. Appreciate you.
Second to last time with you at Vaco, Taylor.
Yeah, we'll figure out the future. We'll figure out the future this time.
No, I just said with you at Vaco.
Mm, yes, exactly.
Everybody, Taylor's leaving me.
I'm just leaving Dan. That's it. I'm not leaving anybody else.
I wasn't even featured in the goodbye video, so I know where I fall on the ladder here.
Shut up.
But
I love you. You know that. All right, guys.
We're getting a little too sappy for Unicorn Finders.
We'll see.
Thanks for watching, everybody. Thanks for participating. Like, share, comment, subscribe. Connect with us on LinkedIn. Peace. Buy from our advertisers if you want to be an advertiser. We're open to that as well. See you guys.
You got anything else, Dan? You good?
That's it.
All right. Good.
Thank y'all so much for tuning in to this episode of the Unicorn Finders. If you found any of that interesting or helpful at all, please share it with your friends. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, or want to be a part of our podcast, be sure to email us at info@theunicornfinders.com.
And while you're at it, make sure you rate, review, and subscribe us 5 stars and share it with a friend or two. We'll see you next week.